Hi, Tony. We can get
What's
this
up?
started with Matt.
How are you feeling just so far, a couple of games in, just sort of timing wise and getting your feet under you defensively?
Yeah, so far I feel good. Working with Bushy and Emar in the cage, everything's kind of translating well, except for that strikeout. But everything else feels good. One day at a time. All of our guys are working hard, so like where I'm at so far right now.
This team obviously is looking for or to replace a leadoff hitter, and you led off today, had a single, stolen base. How much is getting an opportunity like that, even this early in spring? How much do you kind of want to show, make an impression, show what you can do batting in the leadoff spot like that?
Yeah, it's always big. My game is pretty impactful. I feel like, no matter what happens when I'm up at the dish, anything can happen, whether I lay down a bunt, hit a single, steal second, apply pressure to the defense. But, no matter what happens, 1 through 9, even the guys on the bench are solid on this team. And, whoever's on that leadoff position is going to do a job, and we're going to be good this year.
Manolo?
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Great. You look great.
Hey, please, I'm 70 years old, man, this year. Hey,
Look good.
Tony, this year, of course, some changes with the A's. You could play outfield, you could play second base. You guys don't have Grossman, you don't have La Estela. What position do you think you're looking forward to play more this season?
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, it's wherever they throw me, wherever I can get the most amount of at bats and help the team. It doesn't matter if it's second, left, center, right field. That's why you got to be versatile in this game now. And I feel like I can impact the game in any way, and especially with this team, there's so many guys that are impactful to the game. I'm just a small part on a big team, and looking forward to this year.
Yeah, this year the A's are getting a player that likes to steal a lot of bases. It's part of your style of game. Both are very fast runners. You haven't had a chance to talk a little bit about stealing bases with Elvis Andrus.
Yeah, he's a veteran guy that knows how to pick the pitcher's pocket. There's a lot goes into it once you go on first base, reading times to how the pitcher is the first base. How is he to home plate? Does he have a leg lift? Who's behind the plate? How fast is he to home? And I think this year he's going to be a guy that I'm really going to sit down and have a lot of good conversations with and be able to talk to and pick his brain a little bit. So I'm excited for that.
Matt?
Just how, with knowing some of the uncertainty and having to be versatile moving around positions, just how are you approaching this spring in terms of, I guess, fighting for a role?
Yeah, I think it's you got to be ready for whatever. No matter what's thrown your way, you have to be a professional about it, and you have to go about your business and pretend like you've been doing it since you were 4 or 5 years old. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm so blessed to be out here, being able to play baseball for a living, and it's fun for me. And I think the competition is good for guys, and we have a lot of guys who like to compete on this team, so it makes it fun. And we're also really good friends, so I think it makes for a good competitive environment.
Okay, thank you, Tony.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thanks, Doug.